Also disappointing, Apple's earnings report yesterday. Wall Street was underwhelmed, and as NPR's Steve Henn reports, Apple shares fell more than 5%.
Apple brought in $35 billion in revenue, but the company still managed to disappoint Wall Street analysts like Walter Piecyk at BTIG.
Apple missed on iPhones. They only sold 26 million. The street was expecting much more.
Most of Apple's profits come from the iPhone, and Apple CEO Tim Cook told investors widespread rumors Apple will release a new phone in the fall may have depressed sales.
You know, I'm glad that people want the next thing. I'm super happy about it.
But that wasn't Apple's only problem. Cook said the sluggish global economy, especially in Europe, took a toll too.
France and Greece and Italy were particularly poor.
Yeah, I think in generally consumers in Europe are getting pickier.
Carolina Milanese is a vice president at Gartner Research.
They're more demanding. They're trying to get the best for their money.
To make things worse, Walter Piecyk says big telecom companies all over the world are tired of subsidizing customers who want the newest iPhone.
The change here is that guys like AT&T, when you go back to them after a year and say, give me a subsidized phone, they're saying, no, wait another 10 months or pay us $600.
And Piecyk says in this economy, that could take a big bite out of Apple's future sales. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.